This episode is brought to you by Podcast Assist, offering voiceovers, audio editing and mastering, transcriptions and show notes, episode summaries, and even hosting a podcast on a topic important to you. Visit facebook.com/podcastassist for more info on their flat $30 per hour rate.
I was thinking that we could do this better. We could do this better now.
I'm Chance Dorland, and this is the Des Moines FM Podcast. You can subscribe in the iTunes Store with Stitcher, Audio Boom, Overcast, or your favorite podcasting app. And also, leave us a comment or let us know your opinion on this or any other topic by recording a voicemail message on our website, DesMoinesFM.com. Last year, Iowa's Starting Line merged with the Daily Democrat to make Iowa's largest progressive news site. And if you're a follower of iowastartingline.com, you'll know that the political blog has seen quite a lot of growth as well as exposure in the last 6 months. But the term blog is maybe not the best term because most blogs aren't a full-time job. However, that is exactly the case for Pat Reinard, the founder of Iowa Starting Line, who gets up each and every day to cover political news and also hold Iowa's elected officials accountable to the people of Iowa. And as it is his full-time job, fundraising is also a part of Pat Reinard's position, and a rather large event was just held in order to keep him reporting and also the lights on over at Iowa Starting Line. So I'm joined on the line now with Pat to discuss this event, discuss the successes his website has had over the past several months, and of course, why Iowa Starting Line and other progressive news websites are important for Iowa's secure and prosperous future. So, Pat, great to have you on the program again. Let's start with something we've kind of talked about before, but never really jumped into too much. Let's give an introduction for yourself, a little bit about your past. As we've mentioned before, you are now reporting on the very industry that you've worked in.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, again, I'm Pat Reinard. I run Iowa Starting Line. I've been doing so since January 2015. And when I launched it, I wanted to try and provide a unique perspective. I mean, big thing I didn't want to do is just kind of recreate, you know, some of the political coverage that Des Moines Register is doing, or just kind of have a real liberal site that just talks to Democrats and only Democrats. But I wanted to provide a unique perspective into Iowa politics, having been a former political staffer myself on a number of campaigns, having worked on the ground, seeing what it actually goes on behind the scenes with candidates and with the campaigns, that actually makes a real impact that most of the folks outside the real insider political class in Des Moines that most people don't know actually happens. So I try and kind of, pull back the curtain a little bit on what's going on and just kind of, provide a nice perspective on that and also try and have some fun with it.
And so that being the case, up until now, not so many details, but generally, how has Iowa Starting Line been funded? I know that you've written, I think, on either your website or at least on social media, you've talked about how there's a difference in funding kind of between the cycles that Iowa goes through. So maybe something like current times we're having now versus during the caucus.
Sure. Well, so during the Iowa caucus, it was a little bit easier to fund. Now, when I first started out, I only had like $1,500 to my name for the first 3 months. But once I kind of got got it going a little bit, I was able to start selling ad space. And while the caucus was in town, there was a lot of national issue groups did decent sized ad buys on it. And so I was able to combine that along with some donor support to cobble together enough money to, pay for the website, pay for advertising, pay for, driving around the state in a hotel room every now and then. And then to also, help pay for myself so that, I had some sort of a paycheck out of this thing. It doesn't pay that much. It helps me. It's enough to keep me from not going into debt, essentially. But it's enough, because doing Starting Line in a way that's effective, you really have to have it be a full-time job. So during the caucus, it was a little easier to put together that money. I've been doing some part-time work for Progress Iowa this last year, which has helped, supplement some of that. But now as we head into 2017, I'm really focusing on, you know, my readers and, you know, asking a lot of people who, you know, check in on Starting Line, you know, a couple times a week, that if they like what they see, then they need to help fund it and make sure it keeps going.
And so before we get to this recent fundraiser that I've already mentioned, let's talk about your readers. What do your readers get from Iowa Starting Line? If you make a donation to Iowa Starting Line, or if you're lucky enough to perhaps be at a time when all those different entities you just mentioned are funding Iowa Starting Line, what are people getting?
I think they're getting a unique, independent voice to cover Iowa politics. And, you know, in terms of just the ease of accessing the website, you know, unlike you know, the Register and a lot of other places, you know, where you have to have a subscription to be able to, you know, have unlimited access and all of it. You know, we also don't have overwhelming ads on the website that, you know, take over the whole thing or play all kinds of sound every time you try and get on. So it's, you know, for you know, what I consider, you know, the quality of reporting that people are able to read on it every day, I think that's, you know, quite a bit. You know, with the Register, it's, you know, I think it's a $10 a month subscription for their digital access. So, you know, a lot of, I've had a number of people who, you know, sign up to do $10 a month for Starting Line, or I have plenty of people who just give, you know, one-time donations. But the big thing that they're getting is, you know, it existed in the first place, because if Starting Line wasn't there, it's just not going to be there. There's, you know, no other quasi political staffer / reporter waiting in the wings to launch their own thing if this goes away. And really, you couldn't build it up in the same way, I don't think, since I did start it during the Iowa caucus when everybody was paying attention to our state, which helped me build up a lot of relationships with various reporters, national reporters, and just gave me plenty to write about to get it built up in the first place.
Something I'll just throw in before we get to that fundraiser that we keep teasing. What I really noticed the difference with Iowa Starting Line seems to be, aside from all the things that you've mentioned, is that you attend quite a lot of events. There are blogs, there are websites that will have information, you know, when Steve King does what Steve King does and it gets right. written about, or when something else happens, you know, you will cover topics that will get covered other places. But you, as you kind of mentioned before, driving in a hotel room from time to time, you're really out there. At least you seem to be lately.
Sure. And I think that's one of the best parts about the, you know, so-called blogosphere or what have you that we have in Iowa at the moment on the left. We've got a lot of great different sites, from Blaine Heartland to John Deese blog, the folks over that Progressive Voices group and the Iowa Former, where we all are kind of bringing something different to the table with it. You know, Lori Bellin over at Blaine Heartland does some really great deep dives into specific policies and, you know, covering some of the, you know, proposals that are up at the State House. Deith does a lot of great election process type insight. And with the Iowa Daily Democrat, that's now part of, you know, Starting Line, especially with Rick Smith, who writes for a lot of that, you know, they do a whole lot of the sort of more opinion type pieces and messaging type things. And then, like you mentioned myself, you know, I'll put out my own, you know, opinion things and messaging type things from time to time. But, you know, one thing I think I bring to it that's a little bit different is, you know, like you said, I go out to a whole lot of events, you know, reporting out from, you know, from the field, essentially. Doing interviews with a lot of people, you know, speaking with voters and party activists one-on-one out of these things. And, yeah, I hope providing a good kind of insight into that. I really loved it. These weren't always the stories that got me the most clicks, but I really loved covering all of the Republican candidates during the Iowa caucus from a Democratic staffer's viewpoint. And it was just kind of fun because, I mean, obviously I didn't agree with barely anything that they said. So instead of going into those events and, like, you know, just writing opinion pieces, bashing them on stuff, instead I just kind of focused on it from a campaign perspective of, you know, okay, who's, you know, how is Ted Cruz, you know, shaping his message to win over these specific group of evangelical voters, and how's his, you know, campaign structure following up with them in a much better way than, you know, Mike Huckabee or Rick Santorum is, and that kind of thing. And that was good in that it, you know, helped build up a lot of credibility with the site. You know, I got to interview Republican presidential candidates, which, you know, if you just think of Starting Liner myself as just like a liberal blogger or something, you know, that probably wouldn't happen. I was able to build up a decent number of contacts within the Republican Party, and, you know, be able to give my readers a better sense of what's going on with them.
Yeah, you're not just going to those Republican events and being the guy in the back who's just like, boo.
Right. and to me, that's just not that interesting. Again, as part of what, you know, the focus of Starting Line is that, you know, the big thing when I started it is, you know, I wanted to help with the progressive voice and with Democrats' messaging and that kind of thing. And the way to do that effectively, I think anyway, is not so much to just bash Republicans, you know, 24/7, though obviously I get in some of that. You know, it's to approach things in a fair and rational manner and, you know, identify the areas where, you know, the Republicans are going off in a pretty extreme way, but kind of covering it in an analytical type way. Doing that, or just like doing good reporting work and uncovering stories of what, you know, either like extreme Republican legislation or crazy things that they said that they're saying or doing, or like Steve King put.
Yeah, crazy things that Steve King says. Yeah, it's always a tried and true way to go about it.
And you know, just putting that out there. And you don't have to put a whole lot of you don't have to attach a whole lot of opinion to it. But if it is pretty far out and nutty, you know, then, and if you got a credible site, then other places are going to see that and they're going to pick it up, and it's going to end up in larger, more mainstream media, which gets viewed and read by people who aren't the, you know, dyed in the wool liberals. And so in that sense, you are, you know, in theory, having an impact on, you know, your swing voters or your moderate voters of their opinion of how things are, or you're just messing with the Republicans and, you know, causing stories that they then have to respond to. And we have some fun with that too.
Yeah. Just joshing with the other side. We've had enough lead up, so let's get to this recent fundraiser, but kind of what you just mentioned, one thing I really like, you talked about some of the coverage that you've had recently by, the national media who have picked up, a lot of the videos from the thing that I mentioned. I think that you do very well when you go to these events and you're just shooting video and, you know, you have these protesters who are shouting down the candidates. It's really engaging stuff, even if you're a Republican. I mean, you know, they're kind of bashing your candidate, but at the same time, it's a very engaging video showing Iowans showing up and participating in the political process. Recently, you wrote something, I think it was about this fundraiser that we're now going to discuss, where you said, because of this coverage we've received, I think it was $3 million in advertising, or it's the equivalent of $3 million of advertising if you were to buy ads for all these shows that have now picked up what we are doing.
Right. Well, and that's part of the pitch that I make to people of, you know, why Starting Line is important and why y'all keep it going. Again, because when a story starts out in Starting Line, but then it ends up on MSNBC or in the Washington Post or the Huffington Post, that's a whole heck of a lot more eyeballs reading that than, you know, would if they just came to, you know, a liberal website in Iowa. And, you know, that does obviously have a value. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, say exactly what that value is, but, you know, in particular with the videos getting on national news, you know, you can, you know, how much do TV ads cost during all of that? And it, you know, it adds up.
And so this fundraiser, tell me about it. And why did you decide to go about this route to have a, if you will, like brick and mortar fundraiser where you could meet and greet people and then they could show up and show you the support that they have for you?
Sure. So the thing I did with the one this year was I tied it in with this, what I called Our Future Rally type thing. I had a fundraiser last year in Des Moines. It went pretty well. But it was just that. It was just a show up and give me money kind of thing, which is fine. Sometimes you want to make it simple like that. But this year, you know, I've got a lot of support in the Des Moines area. I've got a lot of readers up at the Capitol who will, you know, be happy to come by. But I figured I would combine it with something more, which was highlighting a lot of younger leaders in the state and having them, you know, come up and speak, because I figured I was going to get a crowd to this thing anyway. So why not use it as a chance to put some of our up and coming Democrats in front of that crowd? And that's kind of something I've been doing with Starting Line from the very beginning. You know, one big passion that I have is just personally is that we need more younger leaders in the state to step up. And we all talk about that, but there isn't always a lot of stuff that gets done. So through Starting Line, I've done a whole lot of profile pieces on younger up and coming Democrats so that they would get better known with the activists and the donor crowd. So for this thing, I invited six of those type of people. Andrea Phillips, who's the vice chair of the IDP. Rob Sand, who's an assistant attorney general, who's thinking of running for state auditor. Nathan Blake, another assistant attorney general, who's thinking of running for secretary of state. I had Abby Finkenauer, who's a state rep, thinking of running for Congress in the first. Todd Pritchard, who that day, actually a few hours before the event, announced an exploratory committee for a governor. And then Josh Mandelbaum, who's an environmental attorney, who announced at the event that he's going to be challenging Christine Hensley on the Des Moines City Council.
That's really funny. Aside from that last one, you probably could have just called it instead of Iowa Starting Line Fundraiser, like I might be fundraiser.
Yeah,
a lot of rising stars, like you said. I mean, you're kind of not endorsing, but you know, this is when you go to the tracks and you don't pick the obvious favorite. You know, you're picking the one that you're really feeling for, that you really want to win.
Yeah, and it's not endorsing. It's just, you know, it's just having a chance to see a lot of our younger up and coming folks, and give them a chance to get up and speak, and you know, see if they got something exciting to say. You know, I talked with folks afterwards, and everybody was very impressed with all of the people. You know, I think there's a lot of people up there who donors and activists could get really excited about and look forward to supporting in the upcoming races. A lot of people were really impressed with Nathan Blake's speech as he's considering a Secretary of State run. But they thought he was funny. They thought he was you know, just comfortable and collected and had a good message to take against the Republicans in 2018.
So I had already prepared this line of thinking, but what you've mentioned so far, it sounds like that's exactly the case. Iowa's Starting Line, sort of like, you know, someone I have looked up to a lot recently, the Bernie Sanders campaign, you know, the quote unquote average donation that he was always touting out there of $27, yeah. I think it was. So people, to keep the lights on in your office, to keep your home from being repossessed, they could throw you quite a lot of money, or even a small donation, I believe, is possible through your website.
Yeah, any amount helps, although if you can give a lot, it makes it that much easier. But yeah, I've got a donation link up at the top. It's easy to see if you're on desktop. If you're on mobile, it's a little tab that you have to open up in the top right. But yeah, just real easy way to, you know, go send, you know, send Starting Line some money to make sure that it keeps operating and keeps, you know, that we are able to keep writing good stories and spreading a good progressive message in the state and beyond.
And then finally, Pat, last question before we say goodbye. I really wanted to kind of talk about this leap of faith. I'm sure it must have been scary when you made this, you know, your full-time gig. Could you talk about that? I'm sure there was a lot of trepidation at the time. And why did you decide to make this leap? Why was this not something you could just do in your spare time? You're obviously, I guess, to throw out a term, a political junkie, or you wouldn't be doing this. Sure. But you wanted to make this your gig.
Yeah, and that's a good question. It was a very interesting decision process when I did it. Part of it is that after 2014, once again, a whole lot of Democrats lost. So there weren't that many jobs in different offices afterwards. There weren't that many campaigns immediately afterward. And, you know, part of it is I've been rather frustrated with the way the Democratic Party has been operating in Iowa. So in addition to, you know, writing about what's going on, I also wanted to have a platform where I could hold some of our campaigns and candidates a little bit more accountable in the ways that we all work. But the issue with that is that, you know, that was also rather risky and rather dangerous, because any, you know, any former campaign staffer, former or current, you know, knows that the absolute last thing you ever do is voice your opinion anywhere, you know, unless you're the candidate yourself or something, because people, you know, people take offense way too easily. They hold grudges, especially in Iowa politics. And so, you know, doing something like this was always going to be risky. My hope was always that, you know, the vast majority of people would realize even if they disagree with a handful of things, you know, overall it is very much a net positive for the party and for the movement as a whole. Not everybody has thought that, and I've been rather annoyed with some folks who have had rather large overreactions to some things that they didn't agree with that I wrote. But, you know, some of those people are kind of part of the past in this state, and they're on their way out. And I think the more that Starting Line works to highlight younger leaders and new ideas, the better.
Exactly. Well, I definitely believe in it. I've definitely enjoyed having you on the program. And I think it's obvious that a lot of people are enjoying Iowa's Starting Line and everything that's up there. So, of course, I've been speaking with Pat Reiner, the founder, driving force of iowastartingline.com. It's keeping the lights on in his house, keeping the gas in his car, at least up to now. So, yeah, great. If you believe in this, go to the website. You can make a small donation. You make a large donation, as Pat has already. If you got the money, throw it to him. But as you've already mentioned, you know, you're making this content available to people to enjoy. And there's some advertising opportunities as well. So, you know, don't feel like, you know, you have to throw out the money. But if you can, it's always appreciated. So, Pat, thank you so much for what you do, and I look forward to having you on the show again in the future.
All right. Thank you, Chance.
I'm Chance Dorland, and you've been listening to the Des Moines FM podcast. You can subscribe in the iTunes store with Stitcher, Audioboom, Overcast, or your favorite podcasting app. And as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, leave us a comment. Let us know your opinion on this or any other topic by recording a voicemail message on our website, DesMoinesFM.com. This episode is brought to you by Podcast Assist, offering voiceovers, audio editing and mastering, transcriptions and show notes, episode summaries, and even hosting a podcast on a topic important to you. Visit facebook.com/podcastassist for more info on their flat $30 per hour rate.